So I am very, very happy today. The reason is that the new education policy has brought me in complete shock, and I'm so happy because of it that I was actually discussing on this complete topic for almost 3 to 4 days. So the new education policy has brought in a lot of hopes, and I have personally made a lot of sessions on this topic that the education policy of India is very bad, and now they are doing something which was really expected, and it has been done after a lot of discussions. So that's a really good thing, and this policy is going to make in a lot of changes. It is really going to change, but it will take some time. Almost 20 years will be taken for its complete execution. Okay, so that's a lot of time, but from this we can surely be sure, we can be assured that the coming youth will be very much productive, very much skilled based, and very much rational about what to do and what not to do. Also, the emphasis on scoring, on marks, on tests is being decreased, which is also good because children will get time to think. The problem with the current education system is that children are forced, students are forced to study so much that they never find time to think why are they doing specific thing. They have never ever got the time to actually decide their career. They never get this time. It's so much of work. You go to school at the morning, you come up by afternoon, you have a lunch, after that you play for some time, then you do your classes, you go to the tuitions, okay? You study there, you study the same stuff which was taught to you in the school, again studying it. That's useless, right? First of all, that's useless. So I never went to tuitions, and that's the best thing I have ever done. So from school, you learn it, again you go to the tuitions, you again learn it, after that you come home, you take a break. Maybe if you are very, very fortunate, you will go for playing with your friends. Maybe if your parents are very much understanding, and if they really understand, you will go for playing. If it isn't so, they may tell you to study whatever you learnt in the school and the classes. So, third time revision in a single day. Okay? And after this, you go for sleep. Or maybe you are completing your homework. Many students in the class 6th, that's almost at the age of 12 or 13, they are told to study till 12 in the night. That's not at all right. It is not at all right. Okay? But then to some do study, and others who are a bit more fortunate, they don't. So they sleep at 10 or maybe 11. After it, they wake up, again go to the school. This continues. If there is a Sunday or there is a holiday, then they will get extra homework for it. So children never ever get the time to think out of their syllabus. They are only in their syllabus. What they will do in the complete year is decided in the syllabus which is given to them at the year start. That's June. The month of June decides what they are going to think in their future. Okay? And if you are talking about something not related to study, if it is games, it's okay. And if it is study, it's okay. But if you are talking anything not related to both of them, just keep quiet. That's the orders that you will get. So that's what was going on. But now they are going to get good amount of time to rationally think and to decide to develop their hobbies. A lot of things are happening which are really good. So we have a lot of expectations from this new education policy, and we will be giving you updates, and we will be giving suggestions from this platform which can be implemented to improve it. These will be pure suggestions, but you guys can listen to them, and you guys can also give your suggestions. If you have any suggestions for improvisation of the new education policy, what you can do is just mail us on storiesworthsharing.podcast@gmail.com, because it's our registered email ID. You mail us on that email ID, we will see your mail, and we will try to bring your idea in front of the masses if it is possible by us. Or else we can also interact. You can come on a platform and we can interact with each other, and we can have a session together. So hope that this new education policy brings in a lot of new things, and it is going to help the youth in its future. That's what we hope. And with this, I close this session over here. Make sure that you're safe, stay at your home. If not necessary, don't go out of your home. Follow social distancing. Please follow social distancing and take care. See ya.